T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
All right, let's play some of the CBS interview this morning with Boehner. Boehner's back in it. Listen to Boehner.
I am going to run for president. That's correct.
What's going to be different this time?
We're going to win. We are going to also launch what I think is unprecedented in modern American history, and that is a grassroots movement, John, to lay the groundwork for transforming the economic and political life of this country. That's what's different.
And that's your theory, which is that without the groundswell, without the grassroots, you can't change the politics
in
Washington.
That's exactly right. Look, John, somebody can come before you and say, look, I want to do A and I want to do B, and that's fine. But at the end of the day, the only way that real change takes place is when millions of people stand up, fight back, and say, enough is enough. We're going to have a government that works for all of us, not just the few.
Was that a surprise?
No.
Boehner, he's 77. Bill Rakoff joining us from Washington. How are you, sir?
Good. How are you guys?
Hey.
This isn't surprising, right?
No, I think a lot of people saw it coming. He clearly feels like he's still has a lane in this, although what's different this year as opposed to, in 2016 was that he kind of had a lane all to himself.
Right.
He was raising money as an independent, and there were a lot of people that liked his message, liked the idea of somebody who wasn't a Washington quote-unquote insider, although he's been involved in politics for a long time. He was sort of like the anti-Donald Trump for the center and moving over toward the progressives. The thing that's different this time around is you have a lot of people that are already in the Democratic race who have picked up on some of Bernie's ideas from 2016, right? So we're talking Medicare for all. We're talking about, education reform.
Minimum wage. Talking
about the possibility of a minimum wage there. You know, four-year free college, forgiving college loans. Some of those candidates already have that stuff snatched up. So the question is, do they want Bernie? Or do they want his message?
Right. And it sounds to me, Bill, like he's relying upon a large swell of people to help him out. Does he have the charisma to actually generate kind of a grassroots, like boots on the ground kind of thing, door to door?
I think he does. And I'll give you the anecdote. And again, this was before everybody started jumping into the race. But when we had the March for Our Lives last year about this time after the Parkland shooting, there was a rally on Capitol Hill where Nancy Pelosi and Chuck Schumer came out to talk to all these kids, thousands of kids that had marched from the White House to the Capitol. While they were speaking, Bernie was spotted coming down the west front steps of the Capitol, and immediately they left Pelosi and Schumer at the podium and ran for the railing screaming, Bernie, Bernie, Bernie. So, I mean, I think he still has a little bit of juice there, but I think where he also has some juice maybe with some people who voted for Donald Trump because they wanted a Washington outsider to come in, but maybe they've been a little bit disappointed with the way Mr. Trump has gone about things, and so maybe he steals a few from there too. So I mean, that's a wild card.
Bill Rakoff of CBS. Bill, I listened to him this morning. He basically says I was here first. In other words, I had the Medicare for all first. I had the idea of free college first. And Cortez, she's just riding my coattails. And to answer Wendy's question, huge following, Bill, with young people. Bernie has. Huge following.
Bernie does have it. And the key will somebody like AOC get behind him, or will she endorse some of the others who are touting some of these principles that Bernie first brought up? And he's absolutely right to say that, you know, a lot of his ideas were considered radical, you know, four years ago. But now they are progressing into the mainstream, particularly with the left. It'll be interesting. I think some of those key endorsements from some of those young go-getters in Congress is going to be important for him. I don't know that it's going to be absolutely necessary, but it'll be a steeper hill for him to climb if he doesn't get a few of those behind him.
So we're at 10 people so far who've thrown their hats on the opposing side here from the president?
At the very least, unless someone's checked in the last 10 minutes that I don't know about.
It's going to be huge, right? It's going to be like 2025, don't you think? I mean, I think so.
Well, I think you've got the 10 people. You've still got a couple big names out there. I mean, you've got Joe Biden out there right now, who really needs to make his decision soon.
Soon, yeah.
And he's forced into that position. I think maybe he thought he could wait a little bit down the line, maybe into the spring. But with the number of people getting in and getting their traction, making their appearances in New Hampshire, you know, if you're sitting on the sidelines, you're getting antsy. And not only that, but his polling data isn't quite as solid as it was. So you may expect to see him jump in there. But Wendy, you're right. There may be a few more people to throw their hats in the rings before it's all over with. We might see a couple governors or maybe even some mayors getting into it, like the guy from Indiana.
Hey, Bill, regarding Blaney, he runs as an independent, right?
Probably. Yep. I would say he'll try through the he'll do what he did last time. Right. I mean, he'll try through the Democratic process, see what he can get there, but I wouldn't be surprised at all if he runs as an independent. But then he's going to take a lot of criticism from people who say that if Trump wins again and they didn't want him, they're going to look at
his
Bernie
fault.
And say it's
Bingo.
Your fault because you drew Democratic votes away.
That was what I was leading to. What he does is he splits a Democratic ticket and hands it to Trump.
Yeah,
third parties always do that. Why do you think Michael Bloomberg is sitting on the bench right now and hasn't really said one thing or another? I mean, he has as much said that. An independent candidate is going to give, you know, the boost to Trump there. So you know, he's keeping his powder dry right now, and he's waiting to see if there's any kind of opportunity for him to jump in. But, yeah, I think, you know, Bernie desperately wants to do this. I mean, he's doing it for the country. He thinks he's doing the right thing, but there's a big part, I think, of ego going on there, too. He thinks he can do the job, and he wants to do the job. And as we've seen before, he'll play a lot of hands to see if he can get it.
Oldest presidential candidate ever, 77, right?
But you know what? And one more interesting thing that he said today in an interview is that he said, I think we have to stop looking at this, you know, from an age perspective, from a sex perspective, from a religious perspective, and that sort of thing. And basically what he was saying was something to the effect of,
elect me.
Hey, yeah, elect me.
Biden's 78, man.
Yeah.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.